And if there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun's coming out, we say the weather is what?
Breaking up.
All right, yes, sir. And what do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Downpour.
Yes, sir. And what do you call the shelf right over the fireplace?
Mantelpiece.
And what do you call those things that the logs rest on in the fireplace?
Logs.
All right. And what do you call the small pieces of wood that you used to start the fire right away?
I call them splinters.
And do you have a name for the kind of wood that's just a little larger than that, but not the heavy logs, the
in-between? Talking about the kindling?
Yes, sir. And what do you call a place that has a rod and hangers and you hang clothes in there?
That's clothes closet.
Now, is that one is a clothes closet movable or is that built into the house?
Built into the house, most of them.
What would one be called that wasn't built in? That would be a piece of furniture.
Oh, you'd call that a shivering roof.
All right, yes, sir. And what do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the side of the house?
Weatherboard.
Yes, sir. And what do you call the covered area on the front or maybe on the side of the house? You might put some chairs out there. You have some chairs on yours. It's on the front of the house.
You call that the front porch.
Yes, sir.
Old people call it piezer.
Yes, sir. And what do you call maybe a small porch? Maybe not even as big as yours, that doesn't have a roof on it.
That's a sun porch.
Yes, sir. And what do you call a small fenced area, if you have a name for it, that might be next to the barn and the cows might be put in there before milking time?
Well, that's a lot.
Yes, sir. And what do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
Well, you'd call that a stone wall.
Yes, sir. And there's a name for a large wooden vessel that's open at the top and you carry water or milk in it. It's made out of wood.
Call that a bucket or a bowl.
Or what, sir?
Bucket or a bowl.
Yes, sir. And what would you call the thing like the bucket that would be made out of metal?
What do you call it, a bucket or a pail?
Yes, sir. And what do you call the heavy iron thing in the kitchen that you fry things on the stove?
Well, there's one of them, the frying pan, it's made out of steel, and the heavy one is iron. They call it a skillet.
Yes, sir.
Cast iron.
Yes, sir. And what do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, you turn it on and off there?
Well, you call it a faucet. We do.
Yes, sir. And what do you call the same thing, might be outside on a barrel or something?
Oh, in a spigot.
Yes, sir. And what do you call the thing out in the yard that might put a hose pipe in to water your plant?
Well, it's in the court. Now, sometimes it's a spigot. Sometimes you just have a place that you hook on to a shut-off valve.
Yes, sir. The kind that comes up out of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
What's that one?
Well, we call them a spigot.
Yes, sir. And did you have another name you want to say for that?
Now, it's at the court enough. It's made for irrigation.
Yes, sir.
Like water in a garden or something. So you had to get a full force of water, so you use a gate valve on the pipe.
Yes, sir. Well, when you go to the store and you might buy a few cans of food or something, and they put them in something for you to carry it home, what do you call that they put it in?
That's a paper sack.
Yes, sir. And what do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth? I was looking to see if you had one here in the back.
That's a croaker bag that's made out of burlap.
Yes, sir.
And a whole heap of times you find some cotton sacks.
Yes, sir. Well, what do you call a small musical instrument and you move it back and forth in your mouth and play it?
That's a harp.
Yes, sir. And there's another one that's made out of metal and you hold between your teeth and pick it.
That's a jew's harp.
Yes, sir. And what do you call a piece of playground equipment